Hooper Troopers, what up, what up? Feudy here, letting you know about Blue Wire's new awesome podcast called A Touch More, hosted by the absolute legends Sue Bird, Megan Rapinoe. They're taking their Instagram live show and putting it into podcast form here on the Blue Wire Network. We're very excited about it. Stay tuned for a little preview of the first episode with Jimmy Butler. It's really awesome. It's really fun. And it deserves your attention and deserves your subscription. So make sure to go review, rate, give it that 5 stars, and subscribe to it. And make sure you gain it because it's a lot of fun. Any listeners who are fans of Super Hoopers are going to be fans of A Touch More. Stay tuned for that preview. And we love you. Keep hooping.
Jimmy, I don't know if you know this, but you are the first guy that's been on our show.
Really?
Yes. We had to save it up. We're not just letting anybody in here.
And we figured, like, usually when you're on your iPad watching two lesbians, it probably doesn't look like this. But, like, we're so glad you're here, man.
Different.
Wow, that's how y'all gonna put me on the spot on Rip? My gosh. Man, well, I mean, if that was the reason being, at least I'm in on an action. So, like, I'm
exactly.
You're with y'all. Yeah. So we just turned it up.
That's a great point.
You always turn it up a notch. Yeah. Do I look sexy on the camera though? Like,
I'm liking the hair's getting a little grown out.
You see that?
I feel like I've seen some of the guys and some people, they're still getting their fits off. I feel like us are like, what do we do? Are you
like
getting,
go out to my car? And
yeah, exactly. Are you getting fits off in this, or you're just like, whatever, we're not doing it.
I don't do nothing. Look, I walk around. Now I don't got on no shoes.
No shoes? Yeah. All right. Yeah. It's just like,
no shoes for me. Not around
I know. People
house.
Are getting dressed up and taking pictures in the hallway, and I'm like, yeah, no. I'm probably just gonna.
I feel like y'all got a little fashion going on with your little beanie. I see the.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know, really brings out the color in your eyes. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, brings out the brown.
Incredible.
Yeah. So, obviously, the MJ doc is on right now. Who is. And we're talking about fashion. So, obviously, the last couple episodes have been Dennis Rodman heavy. Mm. So, like, who is the Dennis Rodman in your mind of like present day?
I don't even know if we have one.
Do.
Is it like Rod? I don't want to.
That's who it was. Like, okay. He doesn't give a fuck. Rodman.
No,
he's like, yo, you talking about being comfortable in your skin? I like it. Like, you be you, whatever everybody else want to post and say about it. He don't care. He's like, yo, look.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys in the league that like dress well. What, like, I'm sorry, if you guys have the money you guys have and you don't dress well, this is a major problem. But like, a lot of guys, they dress well, whatever. But like, there's a few guys that like go for it. Like, you go for it. Russ goes for it. He doesn't want to be
natural, in the baby. It's natural.
It's
I just
natural.
Put that shit together.
Like, yeah, it's natural. That's the thing. Like, fashion is always natural. Yeah. So it's like, you'll like, you know, you'll wear an overall or you'll wear like cowboy boots or whatever it is. Like, who's an up and comer?
Yeah, you got one on your team that pushes
down
you do. A little bit.
Yeah, Tyler's in there.
Yeah. But he's confused, man. He's from Milwaukee. The kid thinks he's black. He got all types of shit going on up here.
What's going on up there?
He'll find himself. It's okay.
I think, yeah. I got two on my team. K-Nun is on it, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay. Two rooks at that. So they're like, whatever. I'm going to do it.
They can wear whatever
they want.
Yeah. It's been so cool to look back. I mean, everything in the MJ doc, but to look back on Rodman, like, we all knew, like, okay, the wedding dress or, like, hair or the glasses or whatever, but, like, his flannel pant collection
outrageous.
Was phenomenal. He was wearing pajama pants.
By the way, I haven't seen this MJ doc. I haven't seen it.
Oh, I wasn't going to say
it. No, I haven't seen it.
Just watch the Rodman episode just
it'll
for fashion.
Worth it. Yeah.
Wait, but so everybody around like my house puts it on every TV. And I'm just like, you know what? Everybody's watching it. I'm gonna go outside and work on my true calling, and I just kick the soccer ball out.
How devastated are you that not only the season's ended, but in the middle of Champions League?
But we all know who was gonna win. Hello, PSG.
They're stacked. If it's like, I don't know how they have won.
Stacked teams don't always win.
Doesn't matter.
They need to win. They need to win.
I know that one.
No. And that's what I miss. I miss being able to, like, to for real watch soccer. Like, I don't know any and everything about it, but I just feel like it's stupid hard to run and like dribble, kick, whatever y'all call it, the ball.
It's a lot at the same time. I know, it's like Saturday and Sunday mornings. It's just like,
I know. That's
like, it's such a nice compliment to the American sports that we have. Everything that we have is always like later in the day or at night or whatever. Like you wake up on the weekends or like midday in the afternoon Champions League, and it's just,
But look, we replaced it with y'all's show. Now everybody just got to go for Saturday night.
That's fine.
A touch more.
Yeah.
Touch on this and touch on that.
Exactly. Whatever you want to touch on.
That's exactly what we're here for. Trying to bring some entertainment.
New episodes of A Touch More drop Tuesday only on the Blue Wire Podcast Network. Be sure to subscribe to the show on Spotify, Apple, or anywhere else you listen to podcasts.